Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Reality. My name is Pastor Bolalawa. Today is Saturday, January 1st, 2022, and the topic of our devotional this morning is His Victory is Ours. Our text is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Pastor Chris says, the verse above reveals an important spiritual principle the Apostle John saw in the visions of the Spirit, that as God's people made confessions of the word and declared their testimony of truth with their faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and its significance in the New Testament, they overcame the adversary and the angels won the fight. The implication is that the fight in the realm of the spirit is won or lost as a result of what we do in the earth. Therefore, keep bearing your testimony of Christ, affirming the word of God and taking the Holy Communion. That's how to maintain your victory and keep reigning in life through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. He told us in John chapter 16 verse 33, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Reiterating the victorious life we've received in Him, the Apostle John tells us, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. He gave us the victory, and it's for us to walk in the light of that victory. We've overcome the world and its wickedness, its falsities and fears, its deceptions, systems and economics. Hallelujah! Satan and his minions have no right to run rampage, wreak havoc, or perpetrate evil in your life and environment. They have no jurisdiction in your aeon. Jesus told us to cast out demons. So cast out demons everywhere and anywhere they rear their ugly heads. In God's prophetic book, it's been stated that we won. So we are walking in the victory that has been given to us in the name of Jesus. Proclaim the victory of Christ in your home, over your body, over your family, ministry, business, and everything related to you. Proclaim His victory over your city, nation, and the nations of the world. Remember, Jesus is Lord over all. All power has been given to Him in heaven and in earth, and we are partakers of His glory, dominion, greatness, victory, and power. His victory is ours. Glory to His name forever. Please take this prayer with me. I come against the structures, systems, and schemes employed by Satan. To propagate his deception and fear in the nations. These structures are overthrown, and I proclaim victory for God's people. And the nations of the world, in Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 John chapter 3 verse 8 and Romans chapter 5 and 17 from the Amplified Version. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, proclaim His victory over your city, nation, and the nations of the world. Remember, Jesus is Lord over all. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.